Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sour.
I
only tuned.
Did you break it last night?
No, I only tuned the top four strings. I wasn't anticipating me going into a D.
Look what happens when you hit that D.
Ooh, the sour D.
Ew.
Daddy's got.
Nobody wants a sour D.
Daddy's got the sweet D.
Stop.
Okay. Welcome to Raw Impressions, almost live from Coogee Beach in Sydney, Australia, and
coming to you again, yet again, from Greenfield, Massachusetts, Western Mass.
Oh, I discovered a really good way. Now, I've been on some... a few flights in the last week, and during the flights, I mean, even the short flight from Melbourne to Sydney, they gave out sandwiches. 1 hour flight, and they gave out sandwiches.
A whole sandwich?
Yeah, a whole sandwich. But I made a disc.
What was the sandwich?
It was like a cheese and ham sandwich. Or no, it was a chicken sandwich. Excuse me, it was a chicken sandwich. But it was cold. It was a cold sandwich, but I made a breakthrough. Sort of a discovery on my flight from LA to Australia. When I get the cold sandwich, I take the sandwich and tuck it under my bottom, and I warm it up that way.
Does anyone see you do this? Like, are you next to a seatmate and you're like, excuse me, I'm just going to put this sandwich and tuck it underneath my ass.
Possibly.
But then retrieve it once you feel like it's been sufficiently warmed, and then you grab it from under your ass and then unwrap it, and your neighbor's like, hey, because I've been on a few flights, and let me tell you, those seatmates are right next to you.
Yes, this was
they can see everything.
This was the mother of three children, and they appeared to have definitely gone to the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh.
And, I kind of had the feeling she might have seen me do it, because I did it twice. Because I did it the first time. I tucked the sandwich under there, you know, for the purpose of warming it up. And then I thought, you know what would be really cool is if I was to capture this, if I was to video this with my phone. So I did it again. And while I was doing that, I had the feeling... And I'm learning that as I get older, I'm learning that these feelings are often true. It wasn't my energy field. And I do think sensing that she saw me doing this was probably correct.
Yes.
I had the feeling, I had the sense, I had the extra sensory, like that she had turned and saw me tucking the sandwich and then saw me removing the sandwich from my crotch. But I don't care. I don't care anymore. I'm a guy that...
Yeah, that's good. That's freedom.
I'm the guy that can go to...
Over 50 and free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can go to CVS now. I can purchase Astroglide. I can purchase hemorrhoid medication, wart medication. And what else? I can just... I almost go into CVS now with the purpose...
And some toothpicks.
With the purpose of buying the most embarrassing array.
Well, don't forget, you always need to buy a sling. You always have something that needs to be slung. You're like, oh, I've got an aching arm, or oh, my knee is jacked. I need an adult sling or some sort of
And they have.
Yeah, you're always coming home. We are like a graveyard of slings in this house. If something is aching, we have it for you, like a knee wrap, yeah, an ace, like a shoulder. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to throw them out.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
They're just taking up space.
So is everything.
They're not bringing me joy.
That's medical equipment. You can't just start throwing out medical equipment willy-nilly. There's plenty of other things in the house that can be thrown away.
I threw away a box this week, and I felt really kind of like, whoa. It was, when I say box, I don't mean like a cardboard box, like a package that came in the mail.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a box that, like, I bought many years ago when I worked at Paper Source in Pasadena. So this box is like 20 years old. It's kind of like a photo album box or something that you keep like pictures or you store things in, mm-hmm, or it. But so I'm going through this like studio purge, and I just was like, box, I'm done with you. I don't want to move you to another room in this house. I don't want to see you anymore. Oh. We're going to have to say goodbye. I could have also donated it, but then I had the honest thought where I was like, this box is actually just, it's too sad. It's not quite, I don't want someone to have to take on this box. So I sent it to the Inferno, the Greenfield transfer station, and the dump. And it will be burned, I'm guessing?
It will be taken to Springfield. And burned.
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Springfield is approximately 40 minutes south.
45 minutes.
45 minutes, yeah, south of us on the I-91 freeway.
Yep.
And yes, I asked once at the transfer station in Greenfield, hey.
That's the dump. Yeah. We call it the transfer station here.
Hendrix was with me. He was about 9 or 10 at the time. And I thought, hey, let's do kind of a Mr. Rogers thing and go, hey, Where does this stuff go? And the guy kind of looked at me and he's like, well, they take it to Springfield and they burn it.
Well, I hope they do something with the energy that comes from the burning of the trash, right? Because isn't that what they're doing at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport? Their trash cans say, it's okay. Like, throw your trash in me because it's going to fuel something, like it's going to create energy to, they've done something great there with trash at the Minneapolis St. Paul airport.
By the looks of the place in Springfield,
thank God,
by the looks of the place in Springfield where they burn it, which is actually next to the Savers, right next to the Savers, and it
lovely,
and it does have,
that's a thrift store.
It's right on the banks of the mighty Connecticut River, and it's
also lovely. Let's just have the Inferno just burning next to the river.
The dead
next
river.
To the used clothing store.
The river is literally, it has been a dead river. It might be a little more alive now, but it has in the past been totally dead. It's the dead river. But
what do you mean by dead?
There's nothing really in it. Nothing really lives in it. Like you can't do a whole lot of like.
That's a bold statement. Are you talking about the Connecticut
River? Yes. Yes.
But you mean specifically near near Springfield?
Yes.
Because up here, don't people go fishing in it?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They do.
Well, it was dead. In the 1980s, it was dead. It even made the cover of like Newsweek or Time. It did. Oh. It did. And we took that little cruise down the Connecticut. And
I know.
It didn't look very alive.
People were happily submerged in the water, in chairs. They had their lawn chair. I mean,
they were sitting in their
lawn chairs
with their American
sitting in the water.
Their American flags flying, but
just yeah.
Okay, well, enough about
that's in case you forget where we are, honey.
Enough about this. Enough about the dead river.
I'm just saying that I got rid of the box. It's gone now.
For you to get rid of a box, that's actually. That's something.
I know.
That's something.
It is.
It was probably
a
deck. It probably looked nice, I assume. Like it maybe had some flowers on it or.
No.
Oh.
It was black.
It was a black box.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm proud of you. I think that's a really good way, because there will be a purge. When I come home, When I come home, the big black garbage bags are coming out. I'm going into the quote unquote
our office,
quote unquote, because there's no office thing going on in there. It's a it's just piles and piles of plastic and paper.
It's the I'll deal with this later room.
Yeah.
You know, just, like, so you put something in there. Oh, I'll deal with that later.
You just throw something. You literally, I mean, I, of course, not you. You wouldn't do this, but I throw things in there, and then I close the door.
I know. I don't love that, because I still actually use that room, because I make all of our T-shirts for the Barlow Family General Store.
The Barlow Family General Store. Knitwear, music-related items.
I do use that space, but it gets smaller and smaller as the shit gets piled and piled in there. And, I don't know, like, what to do with that room. I think it's, like, partly I feel like, I just don't know. Oh, dear, I feel a sneeze coming on. I feel a sneeze. I'm just giving you a heads up. I don't know if it's...
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's going to go away. Maybe it's going to go away. Okay.
Wow.
I think it's gone.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
It's coming.
I just realized we came very, very far from your sandwich. We were having a conversation about your sandwich. Because I was going to say to you that you were treating your ass like a room temperature panini press.
Yeah. Hey.
You literally pressed it down and you were it's a body panini press.
I felt like this was important information.
I love a panini sandwich, but.
This is a hack. It's a hack, right?
What? This is actually not a hack.
People aren't talking about hacks quite as much as they used to, but. Hey, life hack.
That was a real trend for a while. Yeah.
Hey, life hack.
I feel like those were always really delivered with a smugness too. So I appreciate it when it's done with like a wink, wink or something, because man, the whole like, just so you know, here's a life hack. And then you're like, well, I hate you now, so I can't even read your life hack because you're such an asshole. So,
well, they usually deliver the...
So much for the life hack.
Back in the day of hacks, back in the day of life hacks that were just being tossed at us willy-nilly, they were usually delivered in rapid succession, so you couldn't remember them anyway. You know? And now that they're doing ones now that are like, put orange juice and seltzer water together can clean your silver.
But they don't use the word life hack now.
No, they don't.
I think that that's off trend. You know, that's off what trend, I'm saying. Exactly. If someone figured out that that's like, that's a no now. So you don't say life hack anymore. You say just, did you know when you blah, 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 or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but.
Hey.
So did you know that when you get a cold sandwich delivered to you on an Australian flight, you can...
Or any flight. Any flight.
You know, it's Australia because the U.S. definitely won't be giving you a sandwich.
Not on a domestic flight. You're absolutely right. We get nothing on domestic flights anymore. And that happened a long...
It's pretty rough, I have to say.
That was a long time ago. But yes, the cold sandwich that's delivered to you, right in there, right under, I mean, for me, of course, my ball sack.
Can I actually just say that I think it's interesting that you keep saying cold sandwich, because to me, I would just say the sandwich, because to me, a sandwich is almost always cold, unless for, you know what I mean? Like if you say like a hot sandwich, that's like, you definitely want to say that, because most sandwiches are cold.
I hate that.
You hate a cold sandwich?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I don't like cold.
You like warm things.
I like room temperature things.
Yeah.
I kind of drive
warmed.
Like when I walk into I'm sure that many of my travel mates don't like this. And I'm getting hints that they don't. I'll walk into the backstage. And I will...
are you taking things out of the fridge
just,
and leaving
them? Take things out of the fridge. You know, I'm like, get the pineapple out of the fridge because you can't taste it. It's too cold. That's true. And it's like, it makes your teeth kind of hurt. It's like, put the fucking pineapple. Yes. I mean, look, it's, don't put it back. Why are you putting it back in the fridge? Because you think it's going, you think it's going to like decompose in the eight hour the mere eight hours that you are spending backstage during the.
Do you know how long pineapple sits out at like a family party? All day in the sun.
Getting more and more delicious. But
we're not doctors, by the way. Just you eat at your own risk in life, everyone.
And you might want to put the cover on it to just keep the insects off of it. That's fine.
I will say this. I had...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For my like lunch snack thing today, I was having some carrots, broccoli, French onion dip, hummus, and then I was also having grape leaves with rice, you know, like
those things are always
those rolls
too damn cold for me. That's always disappointing.
Well, yeah. Same. So what I did is about an hour before I wanted to eat one, I brought it out of the fridge just set it on the counter.
I'm really proud of you now.
Well, that's typical. I like doing that.
Do you?
I don't like those cold. Yeah.
Oh. I thought.
Do you think I'm like a.
I felt like the whole. I feel like the whole.
Have we ever met?
I have sort of a persecution complex about this. I feel like the whole world. The whole world, everybody in my world is resisting my urge to make everything room temperature and tasty. I think
we're married. You're like, have we? I mean, you never noticed that I put things out before we've ate them.
Okay, I think what I'm thinking of is that when say we have like,
I let steaks come to room temperature before I cook them.
Well, that's because a lot of people told you to do that. I think your impulse, this is what I'm saying.
Well, you're giving me literally no credit. Okay.
Just listen. I'm sure I have a blind spot here. I'm not really trying to defend myself, but I will say, let me say one thing.
Okay.
I think that when something is frozen and you want to use it, just put it on the counter. Don't put it in the refrigerator because it will not fully defrost by the time you need it. And that's true. And many times you're like, well, gee, I took the chicken out of the fridge after I...
Oh, you're talking about me with the frozen like salmon or chicken
because
or whatever.
I'm just like, hey, we woke up, put the fucking salmon on the counter so you can make it for dinner and just leave it there. But I'll often put it on the counter and then you'll be like, no. And then you'll put it in the fridge because you think, oh, it's going to slowly defrost. And I'm like, it's not. It is not going to be ready to cook in 8 hours. It is going to be still partially frozen.
I think when it comes to frozen steak, chicken, yes, there is something that maybe I read somewhere or whatever that said it was like unsafe to leave those things out, like to defrost on the counter, that the safe way to defrost meat or fish was in the refrigerator.
Yeah, for 2 days.
Okay.
For 2 days. You put it in the refrigerator 2 days before you want it.
Mm-hmm. We just want to also, again, full disclosure, you eat and you defrost things to your own risk, dear listeners. We're not experts. I think we've made that pretty clear on a few episodes here, but just stumbling through life trying to eat some salmon at 5 o'clock that's been frozen that morning. But yeah, that's true. I don't know. I'm kind of like all over the place with that because like sometimes.
I think you're coming around to my way of thinking. I think you're coming around. Yeah. I think I'm slowly wearing you down.
You're definitely wearing me down.
My coworkers are disturbed by the roast beef just sitting in our space.
Well, I think that could be also because it's a shared beef, you know, like maybe other people don't. You could ask, is anyone else hoping to partake in this roast beef today? Would you mind if I let it sit out all day? Was anyone else hoping for a slice of this delicious roast beef?
You know, I probably should.
Have you ever wrapped a piece of the pineapple in the roast beef? I bet that'd be good.
Of course I've done that. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh.
I just had that realization. I was like, oh, I bet that'd be yummy.
Oh, absolutely.
Roast beef and pineapple.
A room temperature, juicy pineapple. Because when it gets room temperature, it gets juicier, of course. And then...
Yes.
That's like a delicacy. Oof. That's a delicacy.
That's like dessert. That's yum.
That's a delicacy. Mm-hmm. That I kind of forget to do it often because I just am so hungry by the... If I know that there's a rider in my future, I will often go...
And the rider is food that's a backstage at the shows for the bands.
Hey, rock and roll talk here. Rock and roll talk.
Yeah.
I'm a rock and roller.
Insider rocker talk.
I'm a rocker.
Yep. The rider is the food that the club presents you with on the counter, which you have specified your wants, right? Actually, they don't just randomly put food
We've got the same array. I think I've used the word array several times in the last 26 minutes.
Interesting.
Yeah. I love the array.
You mean you guys have the same thing because you've asked for
it? It's on our rider.
Right. It's Dinosaur Jr.'s rider, which is like your wishes for the backstage.
These are our wishes.
Snacks. And sometimes they can't always be fulfilled. That's just depending on location, where the club is.
Proximity.
Access to
proximity to a Whole Foods when we are in the United States.
Right, right. Or some sort of like co-op. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should, you know, sometime when everyone's in the backstage, I should just sort of stand up and address them all and say, everyone, I want to make, I think it would be prudent and sensitive of me to address this. By show of hands, who is annoyed by what I do?
Hands go up immediately. What?
Who is annoyed by what I do immediately upon entering the dressing room, which is take out all of the spoilable materials, all of the, and just put them all out. I cover every available inch of space in the dressing room with food. There,
the cheese and roast beef.
Yeah, the cheese, definitely. With the purpose of all of these things coming to room temperature.
Maybe you need to leave a little post-it note on them so they know what you're doing. Maybe they think that you're actually like really absent-minded and they go, oh, Lou just like pulls all this shit out of the fridge and then dumps it all over the backstage and then forgets about it. Maybe they think you're forgetful.
They could actually be harboring some serious resentment towards me about this.
Yeah, they could be like, great, another 2 weeks with Lou where he's like rotting all of our food.
They might even, you know what, they're probably talking behind my back about it.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. That makes me feel sad and shamed. But you know what?
Well,
I think
there's a way to amend it, you know, which I love you. But I don't think the way that you phrased it as your example is the way to go.
What do you mean?
I would instead just say, hey guys, we're all here. Would anyone be okay if I took this roast beef, the pineapple, and the cheese out and let it come to room temperature today? Would that be okay? Or does anyone have an issue with that? Or should I pull what I'm hoping to be my allotment of said roast beef, cheese, and pineapple and maybe put it in a plate? Put it on a plate, and then I let my plate come to room temperature.
Is anyone interested in the roast beef? Because I don't give a shit about the turkey. You know,
okay.
The turkey's yours. It stays in the fridge. Turkey is so mid, so deeply mid, so deeply mid. Even at room temperature, it tastes like nothing.
Well, no, it tastes like paper.
Yeah,
to me.
Sure, toilet paper.
Roast turkey. Have we talked long enough? I think you should try out the permission. I think you should try out the ask next time in the dressing room.
Well, this is something that I've been thinking about. You know,
you could really be yucking their yum.
As I'm growing spiritually, as I am
becoming more spiritually enlightened,
becoming more mindful.
Tell me more.
I am slowly uncovering vestiges of my assholeness. And I'm like, oh, and it always hurts a little bit. And I always like, oh, you know, wanted to trigger some sort of backslide into self-esteem issues and begin, you know, let it sort of, you know, sort of snowball into like me really feeling terrible about myself and really indulging in some real hardcore self-pity. But what I'm doing now is when I uncover these vestiges of my self-involvement, my obliviousness, or even I hate to say it, my entitlement. Because in some way, I feel entitled to fucking throw that meat on the counter and put the cheese on the counter because I'm in the band.
Oh, wow.
Ouch, right?
You asshole.
Dick.
Wow.
What a fuck. Oh.
What a dick.
I mean, what do I have to do? These other guys who maybe absolutely prefer refrigerated food. Because
this is really interesting.
Refrigeration is a cornerstone of civilization. A cornerstone of our civilization. Refrigeration. This is something that has changed our lives and made living longer possible. Refrigeration. I am like trying to throw everybody back into the paleo stone ages by throwing all this shit out there.
Because you're in the band.
When it comes to the writer, and hopefully only the writer, hopefully in other ways, I'm not this way and not, but when it comes to the writer, I am definitely skewing towards insensitivity. And maybe once I get that sorted, I will be perfect. I will be
all done.
All done.
Yeah. All done.
Yep. Well, I'm not lifting anything. I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to lift anything.
Well, yeah, you can't. No, you're, I can't. You're too
absolutely
aged.
Not.
And, yeah.
No, we'll let we'll let our 68-year-old sound man do that. No. Poor Noel.
Well, no, that's just smart because you won't be able to perform for the people.
That's right.
Every part in the – everything matters in the chain, you know.
Look,
it's just that's
– Hey.
You know.
You want to see me dance tonight? I mean, I know that I want to see me dance tonight. I want to feel me dance tonight. But hey, it's going to take a little bit of room temperature food.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying maybe you separate your needed allotment and then you put it on a big plate and then you write like a little Sharpie on it, lose food.
Man, I could
and then you could even go so far to say, don't worry, the rest is in the fridge where y'all like it.
If they do, we haven't even discussed this yet.
Well, maybe you need to sit down and have a little honest chat about refrigeration, and I encourage you to do it without shaming. Like, you know, hey, if you don't like flavorless food,
I could honest to fucking God, I could talk about this for another hour.
I know.
And maybe we should.
I know, dear. Let's break this down. I can't because I have to go make, it's Taco Tuesday and I got to go make tacos for me and Izzy. I'm making the meatless crumbles, which we like. I'm going to see if she notices.
It's really good. It's nice to know that those little rubber bandish brown things are not coming from an animal.
Yeah.
Because although
I don't know what they come from, but
I eat a lot of animal, but
yeah, it's good to take a break.
Animals and like, and just sort of almost tasteless little ball rubber band balls, that's depressing.
I hear you. I prefer the meatless crumbles for tacos. I'm a fan. Yeah, and I got to get going. Play me out, baby.
I can only play four strings.
Can you sing to me? Sing the song.
Oh, God. Give me all your raw impressions. Oh, give me all your raw impressions. Your thoughts, your words, your time.
Raw impressions.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.